Hi, this is Senator Jay Rockefeller, and I want to let you know that something very good happened today, and that is, which I very strongly supported, and that is that the Senate passed the Small Business Jobs and Credit Act of 2010. Long name, good bill. In these difficult times, obviously the credit crunch has really made it hard for 27 million American small businesses. Makes it very hard for them to access the capital they need to expand, to hire, and to pay the bills. The Small Business Administration estimates that West Virginia has over 123,000 small businesses. That's a lot of businesses, and that's 31,000 small business employers and over 92,000 self-employers. So that's a lot of people in West Virginia, and we did something really good to help them today. These valuable and inspiring businesses throughout our state employ over 400,000 West Virginians and account for more than 50% of the total West Virginia workforce of about 700,000 employees. So these numbers are significant, and they demonstrate what we all know, and that is small business is the lifeblood of West Virginia. So I want to take a moment to tell you about a few of the provisions, and I know it's sort of government talk, but it's also very important for people to understand this. So it's called the Small Business Jobs Bill, and what it'll do is it helps small business access capital, be able to get money, by creating a $30 billion small business lending fund. In other words, only small businesses can get it. It's $30 billion, and they get to have their shot at that money, in order, therefore, to provide small community banks with the capital to increase their lending. And that makes sense, because small community banks haven't been able to lend because they haven't sort of felt free to, and now they can because they're looking at $30 billion, and that's good for them. So the bill reduces the tax burden for small businesses by allowing them to carry back general business tax credits to offset their tax burdens from the previous 5 years. Again, government talk, but really, really good news. Small businesses will also now be able to count the general business credits against the alternative minimum tax, known as the AMT. And that frees up capital for more expansion and for more job growth in West Virginia. The bill finally increases small businesses' ability to make investments and improve export promotion due to provisions developed and created, in fact, in the Senate Commerce Committee, which I just happened to chair. So I'm very happy about what took place. And finally, the bill goes a long way to promote entrepreneurship because it increases to $10,000 the tax deduction for startup expenditures, doubling the current levels. That just encourages young people or people who have an idea and they want to try something, but they don't have the money to. And this says, oh, you get, you know, up to a $10,000 tax deduction for startup expenditures. So they can go ahead and start. Doesn't mean they'll all make it, but it means they get to try. And a lot of them, of course, will make it. So legislation that works for West Virginia small business, that's number one. It keeps people in their jobs. That's number two. Creates new employment opportunities each and every day. That, in my view, is exactly what our state needs and what now it's going to have. The Small Business Jobs Bill that we passed today is a key step in moving that effort forward, and it's going to help the economy for years and years to come. So thank you, and God bless you.